Welcome once again to Leto's Law. Here's Steve Leto.
I did the story not so long ago about the district attorney who wouldn't pull over for the police officers and actually called the police chief and asked for a break while she was in the process of not pulling over for the cops. And every now and then you hear these stories about people in positions of power who behave badly when in fact they should be the example. They should be setting the example of how you should behave. And so here we've got a case where the police chief is in a little bit of trouble, but he's still got his job. So this is from Mike, who sent it to me, mypanhandle.com, out of Florida. Lynn Haven residents call for removal of the police chief. Bailey Nichols wrote this. Some Lynn Haven residents are not happy with their police chief. A couple weeks ago, news came out that the police chief left the scene of an accident in December in the parking lot of a liquor store and nightclub. Some of those who showed up at a recent commission meeting want the man facing charges from a parking lot incident where he hit another vehicle, caused damage, and left the scene. A number of Lynn Haven residents say they want the police chief to go. He has shown himself not fit for the office, said a Bay County party chairman. And recently, the commission meeting got tense as residents were upset with the controversy surrounding the chief. Now, in December, he reportedly hit a car in the parking lot of a beach bar off of Thomas Drive. That is not the standard by which the city or any great city should hold its chief law enforcement officer. The Florida Highway Patrol said the accident caused over $3,000 in damage. So just in case you don't know, if you're involved in an accident with no damage to anything, that's one thing. If you're involved in an accident where there's property damage, be it your car, the other person's car, or something you hit, that's a different and usually a bigger problem than the accident with no damage. And then the third one is an accident with physical injury, whether it's to you or someone else. And so a police chief would know that being involved in an accident with property damage is something you can't just, oh, well, you know, whatever, live and learn. No. You stop at the scene and make sure that whoever you hit is okay. And you exchange insurance information, et cetera, and go there. But you don't just take off. And you should know that if you're the chief of police. I mean, I ain't no chief of police, and I know that. So the chief said he left the scene that night because of a medical condition. His medical condition is he doesn't like to get tickets. I got that same condition. Residents who spoke up said they want answers. The chief has made many choices that reflect his lack of integrity and honor. As a city employee, the residents of Lynn Haven have assumed he possesses a man of honor and integrity and would have come forward. At the time, rather than hide his actions from the public, said the former Lynn Haven city commissioner who was speaking to the press there. Another resident was so upset that he threw an obscene hand gesture at commissioners and he was escorted out of the meeting. The mayor says he is discussing with his attorneys about how they'll handle the man's position. We are again waiting on all the decisions to be made, all the facts to come to light, so that we can get better understanding of what's happening in the situation, and then we can move forward in making a decision. It needs to be pointed out that the police chief and the other commissioner speaking here have had problems before, and the last time the chief was involved in a controversy was fall of 2023. He made some unflattering and derogatory comments and text messages about the then commissioner. And the mayor says that under Lynn Haven's charter, the city manager is the only person with the authority to hire and fire. City manager refused to comment on the police chief on that night. So I guess there was one accident with property damage. And then there was the incident with the unflattering texts and so on being sent that somehow became public. But the real problem here is that we... Do I need to tell you what happened? Do I really need to tell you what happened? There's the parking lot that is out in front of a bar and a liquor store, apparently. It looks like there's two businesses there. And somebody hits a car and then leaves the scene. That somebody was the chief of police. Now, why? Let's pretend we don't know. Let's ask ourselves, why would somebody who is in the parking lot of a bar and a liquor store? By the way, what do those two businesses have in common? What do they have in common? What do they sell? Well, let's revisit that. You're in the parking lot of a bar or liquor store, and somehow you manage to hit another car and cause at least $3,000 in damages. Now, cars are big things, but sometimes you don't see them, right? Maybe these cars like move around when you're not looking or something. They jump in front of you. They jump behind you. Whoa, where'd that car come from? And he hits a car. Did he not know he hit a car? Well, interestingly, he said he left the scene because of a medical condition. He didn't say, I didn't know I hit a car. The implication is that he knew he hit the car. But he left the scene because of a medical condition. I got a question for you. Did he go straight to the hospital? Because if you've got a medical condition that makes it so you can't stick around for the police to show up, especially when you're the police, you should be going straight to the hospital. But if it's a medical condition you can take of by going home and parking your car and waiting till you sleep it off, that's not actually a medical condition in that sense of the word. So I don't think it takes rocket surgery to figure out what's going on here. Okay? And even if that guy was as sober as the soberest person who ever lived, even if he hadn't sniffed alcohol that night, even if he hadn't thought about alcohol that night, that's what this looks like. It looks to me, and I'm simply speculating here, but here's what I'm going to say happened. My speculation is the guy had been drinking, hit a parked car, and fled home because he was worried if he got caught, he's going to get in trouble. Then somehow they figured out who he was, figured that out. Now he's leaving the scene of an accident. Oh, I have a medical condition. Let me ask you a question. Did you immediately report the accident? Did you immediately report the accident, call it in and go, hey, police chief here, I just hit a parked car. I need to leave the scene because I have a medical emergency. Meet me at the hospital. Did that happen? Oh, it didn't happen. Oh, my gosh. Oh, well, I hope he's okay. Tell you what I would do. If I was a city manager, I'd say, well, considering that medical condition that you've got that keeps you from sticking around at the scenes of accidents that you caused, we got to let you go. And so this is one where a lot of people don't look at the boring parts of the Constitution or the boring parts of a city charter. And that's where you find out stuff about which positions are elected, which positions are appointed, and who's in charge of making the appointments, and so on. And so now suddenly people in this little town are finding out that the only person who can hire or fire the police chief is the city manager. Question is the city manager elected or hired, or are they, I don't know. But I do wonder about the city manager refusing to comment on this. And so this is the kind of thing where if you were the police chief and you were drinking, hypothetically, and you were drinking and you hit a parked car, you'd have to tell yourself, boy, I just screwed up. Which, by the way, might be one of the reasons why you, as the police chief, shouldn't be out drinking that hard to where you got to drive yourself home. And I love to point this out, as do many people who've already done it in the comments. How many times in his career do you suppose that that police chief pulled somebody over before they were chief? Just go back. I'm assuming they didn't start out as chief. Back when they were on the road, pulled somebody over and gave him that lecture about, oh, you had a couple drinks, just a couple, and here you are driving around. You could hurt somebody. You could get in an accident. All of those condescending arguments that you hear them make in YouTube videos. I don't hear them in real life. And so now, look at him. And that's why I agree with the people who say he needs to go. I'm not a big believer in the sense that every single person who ever makes a mistake needs to be fired. I'm not one of these people, fire that person, fire you, you need to be fired. How many times, if you watch some videos I do, you'd know this. How many times do you see somebody at some store someplace flipping out, demanding that everyone be fired? Everybody needs to be fired. No, you need to leave the store. Well, this is one where the police chief needs to be fired. Okay? He left the scene of a property accident. I've had clients contact me and say, Steve, I need help with a ticket. What happened? Well, I got written up for leaving the scene of a property damage accident. It's a real thing. And the police chief would know that. And why did he leave? He had a medical condition, which apparently he went home to treat with some kind of home remedies. And it turns out the next morning he woke up with a very, very slight headache, but the other medical condition was gone. Is it possible I've got this completely wrong? I don't think so. It's possible. Anything's possible. But is it likely? No. So, Lynn Haven residents are calling for the removal of the police chief. Bailey Nichols wrote that. MyPanhandle.com ran the story, and Mike sent it to me. And we'll have to wait and see what happens. But I suspect because this is making national news, it'll have some more things happening down the road, and I will update you as I find them out. Questions or comments, put them below this. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Thank you for watching Leto's Law. There are far, far better things ahead than any we leave behind.